we have calculated as much as we can calculate, we believe, for this experiment, and we think it will work. But we're going to be looking for, an analogy would be a candle held up. If you hold a candle, someone holds a candle up and they're standing up sun from you, and they hold it up near the sun in your line of sight, and you're going to try and look at that candle with all that light behind it. We're going to be looking for a very small bit of light coming out of a very bright plasma. And we hope that our light will be bright enough that we can see it above all that background. And so the lasers go in and they excite hydrogen atoms to a higher state, if you remember your high school chemistry, to a higher energy level. And when those electrons that we've pumped up drop down, they'll emit light. The goal is to be able to see that light, even though there's a ton of other light at that same color coming out of the experiment. So it's risky in a sense of, will we really be able to see it? We know that here, we're pretty certain in our very small little experiment it's going to work, because there's not going to be that much background light. The question is, what will happen there when there's all this background light? Will our systems be bright enough to see? And will we be able to keep the laser aligned? When this experiment in California operates, it's pulsed. And when it pulses, the whole experiment moves by centimeters. And it's this massive experiment. There's so much, there's so many forces on the vacuum chamber, magnetic forces, that the whole machine actually moves. And so our optics, our lenses and tracking systems are all going to have to adapt and move with the experiment and still keep everything aligned. So there are some real mechanical and technological challenges in making this experiment work.